This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute?
If you were to walk into a brick-and-mortar store and they were offering, you know, better prices for less affluent people, there would be a revolt, right? No one would stand for this.
Christo Wilson, a computer scientist at Northeastern University. But on the internet, he says, anything goes when it comes to pricing.
It is super subjective. You know, everything can be personalized.
Wilson and his colleagues analyzed just how personal online shopping can get. They compared the search results of 300 real-world users to searches by cookie-free fake accounts on 16 major e-commerce sites. Turns out half the sites personalized search results based on who was searching, especially travel sites. Expedia and Hotels.com prioritized more expensive hotels for certain users, and Priceline skewed search results based on past purchases. But Wilson's favorite example of variable online pricing was HomeDepot.com, where shoppers on mobile devices tend to be offered much more expensive items.
You know, it's like you run on your desktop and search for a table and they give you a plastic folding table, but you search from your phone and they give you a mahogany dining room table.
The researchers will present their findings on November 6th at the Internet Measurement Conference in Vancouver. For all you comparison shoppers, here's Wilson's advice on how to beat the bots.
Do the search from your desktop as you normally would. You should also do the search from an incognito or a private window. You should also then do the search from your mobile or your tablet. And then if you're really paranoid, you should also talk to a friend or a family member and have them also do the search.
We've gone from brick and mortar to click and be mortified. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.